Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Alexis Hasselberger of AlexisHasselberger.com. Alexis, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
No problem. Super excited to have you on. And what I want to do is just read a little bit more about Alexis so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Alexis is a time management and productivity coach. She honed these skills during the first 15 years of her career managing operations and HR at several early stage startups where there was always way more to do than people to do it. Alexis believes that work-life balance is essential for everyone, and even though the definition is different for everyone. Through one-on-one coaching, group coaching, corporate workshops, Alexis helps people and teams do more, stress less, and build the balance that's right for them. Alexis, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
I am.
Awesome. Let's do it. So the first question I had was to hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Sure. Yeah. So as you mentioned in my bio, I spent the first several years of my career, you know, over a decade building startups from the HR and operations perspective. And those are just really fast paced environments where your priorities have to shift all the time and you're never going to be able to get done everything on your to-do list because there's just too much. And so what I became, you know, it became evident we all have some sort of superpower, right? We all have something that we're better at than other people. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I am better at than other people in general is the ability to sort of get a lot of stuff done, be very productive, and not burn out. And that's the key, the not burning out key. And so I found myself helping a lot of people along the way with this sort of stuff. So started to do some productivity workshops within the companies, was working with people one-on-one about, you know, how do you build a task list that works for you and so that nothing slips through the cracks, that sort of thing. And eventually the last startup, as startups go, when the last startup I worked for, we decided to shut it down. I realized that this time management and productivity stuff was not only like by far the most interesting part of my job, because I'm a real geek about this sort of stuff, but also it was the most impactful for other people. And so I decided to codify all of it, build out curriculum, and open up a coaching practice so that I could do the part that I find fun and the part that really changes people's lives in a more significant way more often, and sort of leave the rest of the corporate stuff behind.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. But I absolutely love that because, you know, it's, I always say time is the most sacred resource. So we're always trying to figure out, we all have the same amount of time. And we're always trying to figure out how to kind of maximize as much of that time as we can. So I love, you know, everything that you're doing because you help people to kind of realize sometimes they have more quote unquote time than they think they have just in how you use it, I guess.
Right. Yeah, totally. And also it's about learning how to use your time in a way that's consistent with your goals and your values, whatever those are, right? And so that really is going to be very different for each person. Those 24 hours are going to be split up in a different way.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So could you take us through, I guess, what happens when someone, you know, reaches out to you and how you kind of support these clients you work with?
Sure. So from a one-on-one coaching perspective, I have built out a curriculum that essentially covers all the finer points of time management and productivity. So each week of my program, we'll be talking about a different topic. So, you know, 1 week we may be diving really deep into the nitty-gritty of our tools, right? Like, how do we use our email? How do we use calendaring? What about Slack and all those messaging systems? Like, are we using those in a way that supports us or in a way that's distracting to us? And how can we better use those? We'll have a week on habit building, a week on focus, one on efficiency. In between all of these sessions, we are implementing different strategies and techniques that work for, you know, each person based on who they are and what their tendencies are. And then we have a chance to sort of iterate, experiment, because, you know, not everything's going to work for every person. Not everything, you know, almost everything takes more than one iteration to get right.
Right.
And so then my clients also have access to me, you know, unlimited between sessions to sort of troubleshoot things, get clarity on things, and move forward so that by the end of the program, everyone has a personalized productivity system that works for them, but they also have the underlying skills and sort of the science behind building habits so that when their life inevitably changes, right, they get a bigger job, they get a promotion, their team doubles, they have a baby, you know, they get married, like who knows, lots of things can happen, but one thing's for sure is that life changes.
Yeah.
They can then sort of reform their process and their system with the skills that they already have to meet their new set of skills.
Nice. I absolutely love that. And especially too, because like you said, you know, change is inevitable. It always happens. But do you find that your clients also have a greater awareness of themselves, which kind of helps to make those tweaks or changes if a baby happens or if they double their team or something like that?
Yeah, I definitely do. And I actually start out every engagement with a client with a session that I call Know Yourself Better Exactly As You Are. Mm. And so we address, you know, several different sort of components of our personality and circumstances that may affect our productivity and time management, like, you know, our chronotype, what is our body clock? You know, it's not reasonable to tell a night person that just wake up at 5 a.m. and, you know, you'll be fine, right? Like that's not going to work.
Right.
It's a recipe for failure. Mm-hmm. You know, about expectations, like internal versus external expectations and whether someone needs external accountability or not. What your learning style is, right? If you're an auditory learner versus a visual learner versus kinetic, like you can use that to your advantage and you may not really be aware that that's something that you can actually, you know, use to help you do things faster and more.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I absolutely love that because you always hear, you know, this is how I was able to be successful. So this person woke up at 4 a.m. So that means I need to wake up at 4 a.m. But sometimes when you do that, then all of a sudden, like you said, you want to be able to sustain that. So I can only wake up at 4 a.m. that day. And then the rest of the week, I'm just, you know, out of whack. So that doesn't necessarily right. work for me or for, you know, whoever it might be.
Right. Yeah. And we want to create a system that's easy and convenient for us and for who we are, because I think we all know that about ourselves, right? If it's easy and convenient, we'll do it. If it's not, we won't stick with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you might've already touched on this, but I want to ask you for what I call like your secret sauce. What do you feel kind of distinguishes you or sets you apart?
Yeah. I mean, we kind of did touch on that, but I do feel like my approach, my sort of personalized approach really makes a difference, because I think a lot of people, you know, they've read a lot of people that I work with are super successful people, right? They've read all the books, they've downloaded a lot of apps, and for whatever reason, it's still not, you know, they haven't found what works for them yet. And if they had, then they wouldn't come to me, right? Like they, you know, if they could do it on their own, then they wouldn't come to me. And so I approach everyone as a sort of a unique individual. Even though we're going through the same set of curriculum, that doesn't mean that I'm going to recommend the same techniques for every single person, right? We need to like work on who you are and then build around who you are instead of trying to shove someone into, you know, a system that may or may not work for them.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And definitely correct me if I'm wrong, but do you find that people that are, you know, very driven and, you know, have read all the books, downloaded all the apps, have all the apps on their phone, all that stuff, do you find that maybe because they're sometimes too close to it, it's hard to kind of get that perspective of this is probably who you are and maybe you want to tweak this to use it this way or that way, or maybe not use this, but use that. Do you find that that's what happens?
Yeah. And also I think it can be overwhelming for people, right? Because there are so many different books and apps and all of that. And like, I'm someone who's living in this space all the time. So, you know, I've done that work for you, right? Like I can tell you, okay, these are the apps I'm going to recommend for this type of, you know, for this reason. Let's, you know, start. I always start everything from a place of simplicity as well. So it's like, let's do as few buckets and as few things as possible, only add complexity where complexity is necessary, right? Mm-hmm. And get rid of all the rest. So we can kind of build it back up into a place that works for someone instead of that kind of overwhelmed place where it's like, well, I'm trying this strategy over here and I'm waking up at 4 a.m. But also I heard that you're supposed to write from 10 p.m. to midnight and, you know. The world of kind of like clashing recommendations.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Sometimes if you do all the things that make people quote unquote successful, you try to incorporate that all into your life, you'll never be able to sleep or anything. Like
right.
you mentioned in the bio, like work-life balance is something that's important as well.
Exactly.
Nice. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And I'm sure you have a ton, but I wanted to ask you, do you have like an app, a book or a habit that you have that makes you more effective and efficient?
Yeah. I mean, I would say the for me and my business, the thing that is the most impactful is the use of Calendly and, you know, essentially schedulers, right? I think these saved so, you know, back in the day when we did not have these, right? We would send out an email and we'd be like, okay, are you available at these three times? And that's if you're good about it, right? And then they'd say, no, I'm not. But what about these times? And then you'd say, no. Oh, maybe this time. And then you get overbooked because, you know, you're double booked because somebody did something. And so I feel like Calendly just streamlined all of that. You know, I probably have 10 different types of events. Anytime I'm, you know, I have a different one for in person, I have a different one for coaching sessions, I have a different one for consultations, and it just streamlines everything on so many levels.
Yeah, absolutely. I swear by my scheduling app as well. And the back and forth can get very overwhelmed. And I too have double booked myself and been at two different meetings because I didn't do that. So I learned, hey, this is who you are. This is what you need to do. Just execute the plan. So I definitely echo that.
Yeah.
Nice. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or piece of advice. Or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
All right. So, I mean, I think my biggest hack or nugget is going to sound kind of counterintuitive, and it is don't rely on your memory, right? Our brains are not designed to just hold all this stuff that we have circling around. If we have stuff in our brains and in our email and in, you know, some list that's on the floor somewhere and another one that's shoved underneath our desk and, you know, we have voicemails and Slack and all of this, it's literally impossible to prioritize, right? And so it's really about getting everything out of your head and into a system so that you can focus on the task at hand, especially the pieces of your business that really need focusing. Impossible to do that if you're trying to store the to-do items in your brain.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've learned the hard way is that sometimes, you know, you try to hold as many things as possible because you think you're superhuman sometimes, but, you know, we're all human. So there's a limit to the amount of things that you can hold on. So why not, you know, leverage certain systems or processes so that you can take that all over your brain so you can kind of focus on the big picture type thing sometimes.
Right. And be able to just focus on the task at hand instead of like remembering, oh yeah, I'm supposed to pick up the milk or whatever it is that interrupts you in the middle of writing your blog post. Right?
Exactly. That makes sense. So now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show. So I want to ask you, Alexis, what does being a CEO mean to you?
So I'm going to actually take this from an old boss that I had, and he used to say being the CEO means chief everything officer. And what I took from that, and I don't know if this is what he meant or not, but what I took from that is that when your company is small and you're the only one, it means you really are the chief everything. You're doing everything, right? But it also means that as your company grows and you have other people that work for you and work around you, that you're never better than any task. Like you as the CEO can still take out the trash when the trash gets full, right? You are still ultimately responsible and you never get sort of better than anything that's happening in your business or any of those people.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I think people definitely respond as well to somebody who is the quote unquote CEO and has, you know, a big, huge company, but is willing to take out the trash, because that to me defines a really good leadership. And sometimes the best leadership is servant leadership. So to be part of the team and to connect and do those things definitely go a long way. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, Alexis, I truly appreciate your time. What I wanted to do is pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you can let our readers and our listeners know. And then, of course, how best they can get hold of you.
Yeah, great. I would, you know, I am always looking to help more people in this regard. You know, I think that's why I started this business. So people can reach me on my website. It's alexishasselberger.com. Hopefully you'll put that in the show notes because nobody will be able to spell it.
I will. <It'll be>
And so I do, you know, one-on-one coaching. I'm about to launch group coaching as well this summer.
Nice.
I do corporate workshops. So if your company wants to have me come in and do a few hours on the basics, that's a great way. And then I also just released a course on Udemy. So people can do a self-paced video online course about time management and productivity as well.
Awesome. And we'll make sure to have those links in the show notes as well so that you can make sure that you don't have to spell it wrong, as I probably will sometimes do. So you just click down and then you can find everything that Alexis is doing. But Alexis, I appreciate you. I love the topic, love everything you're doing. Time is precious and I appreciate you. I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you so much. You too.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO Gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.